Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord, our God, loves us, speaking to us from the heart. And he has so many wonderful things to say and share with his people. He has many things, good things to do in our lives. Never doubt the handiwork of God in your life. When you win in life, that's how you get to know God personally. We all have to get to know the God of the Bible. We all have to get to know Jesus Christ. We have to get to know Father, God, Jehovah. We have to get to know him. And that's why we'll trust him. It sounds good to say I trust God, but those words are mostly it's an understatement. Trust is earned, even when it's God. You're every day relating to him, learning him, loving him, praising him, worshiping him. That's how you get to know him. The reason praise takes you forward is because you're honoring God from your heart. And praise is the loudest voice of faith and worship. That's the loudest voice of faith. Only those who love him and have faith in him worship him. And you realize him more. See, faith and worship causes you to realize who he is. We praise God for what he's done. And we worship God for who he is. And we're learning who he is as we relate to him. It all works together. And from there, we trust him. There are some things I do just because God said do it. I don't understand why. I don't understand his reasoning. I learned to trust that reasoning and value. I learned to trust it and value his reasoning, his solutions to my problems. They're my problems. I'm the one in trouble. He's doing good. He's not in trouble. And then I asked him, how do I solve this? What do I do? And he tell me what I'm supposed to do. See, when you're doing when you're getting something done, there's a God side, Godward side, and a manward side. My pastor talk about that often. And he's right. And then in relationships with other people, there's a part you play and a part they play, and then a part God plays. And you know, if you can master relationships, you've done something, because every time you bring another person to the equation, that's another wheel. And people have a wheel set because they have a mindset and a heart set. And some people don't ever get it right. In order for them to be what God needs them to be, and this goes for every person, even good people. You have to receive what God has to say in his word. You have to believe in his, you have to come to a point you believe in his word, his solutions that he's given. And enough to do it. And the order is you receive the word, and it grows in you, in your heart, and develops faith. You come to a point you believe it for you. Then you act on it. That's faith. You speak it or act on it. You do something because you believe something. The Hebrews didn't just say, well, I believe what Moses said about putting the blood on the doorposts and lintels, but I don't think I'll act on it. They acted, they believed, they did everything they were supposed to do, and they acted on it, and none of their firstborn children would die, and then they exited Egypt. The Lord knows what it takes to get a person to do something. He knew what it would take for Pharaoh to drive them out of Egypt. He didn't just tell them to go. He wanted them gone. He said, you go. You got to go. Egypt was destroyed, and his firstborn son was dead. And all, you know, his hopes were crushed. And then when he forgot all that, because see, the word of God is a charge. He believed what Moses said through Moses and told him to leave. And after they left, he came to a point, he said, why did we let them leave? He forgot everything. His heart was discharged and greater hardened. And then he sent the armies behind him, and the armies got killed. And I think he died with them. So Egypt was destroyed. It was not the mighty nation it once was. Those who believe God, they have a healing result. Those who don't trust God, they don't ever get there. They don't never come to the point that they realize God for themselves. They know Him afar off. They know what He's done in other people's lives. But in order to get from where you are to where you want to be, you got to learn to trust Him. And you got to believe in His solutions. When the Word tells you to do something, you have to make it yours. You have to receive it, believe it, and act on it. And when the Holy Spirit gives you guidance of all sorts, there's a popular guidance. He'll tell you things the Word said do that you approve of. And people, you know, they hear His voice louder when it's what they want anyway. And they proudly say, God told me this or that. And then there's the unpopular things, the truth. Sometimes people think a person's one way and the Holy Spirit know the truth. And when He exposes it to you, you got to mix, just like you mix faith with the promise, you got to mix faith with truth that happens to be a negative. Because a person set their heart wrong and the Lord is exposing it to you, they're going to do you harm. Or they don't have your best interest at heart. Or they have a mind to steal from you. The Lord will show you these things. It's negative, but it's true. People shouldn't be that way. And you don't want to see people in the wrong light. And we try to honor God and not think the worst about people. But sometimes the Lord have to show you the truth about people. But the balance is, you don't hate them. That's just how they are at this moment, at this time. And He can show you whether they'll change or not. Some people won't ever change, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's how they decided to be. And then we pray for them, praying that they'll change. That's like trying to get a mule to cross a bridge. If he don't want to cross the bridge, he's just not going to put forth any effort to do it. You're going to have to carry him over there or leave him where he is. Now, it's the same when you're dealing with a person's will. You know, every time another person comes to the equation, that's another will. They bring that will with them. And so when people have hardened their heart against God, and you're trying to help them and be a blessing, the Lord will show you how to do your part without them. And then also how to encourage them. If you can encourage him, he'll show you what to do. You got to trust him. And then those that are willing and their heart is towards you, and they believe in what's going on, they believe in the project you're trying to accomplish, the Lord will show you that. And they may be the most unlikely people, but that's your backbone. And see, a lot of businesses, they would thrive if they had a little bit more sense. But they were a little bit more noble. If you have a business that's working, and your employee and the business start making money, and the employees, they're coming to work but they're struggling, their cars are raggedy, and they're not making enough money to survive on. I mean, they're barely surviving. All right. Without them, you don't have a business. But if they thrive, your chances of thriving jumps up greater. And I've seen this too many times. They have the right people at the right moment. But what's going to happen is the people need more money, and some places are stingy. It's not that they don't have the money. They can pay people more money or give bonuses. If you don't want to increase their wages, you can give bonuses. See, you can give a bonus. A bonus is a gift. Sometimes it's wise to give bonuses and get people out of a ditch so they can be strong. And sometimes it's good to give them a raise. And the Holy Spirit can show you the best way to handle the situation. But Does man regard what God say? Most people don't. And they try to stingy that way and make money off people instead of being a blessing. And they want all the money so they can put it in their bank and smile. And then the good people gonna leave, and then they're left with the people that's worse, because good people can always get a job. And you gotta come to a point you understand that your business won't always have the right people. It's hard to find good people nowadays because so many people are just lazy. And they're naturally lazy because they're spiritually lazy. And they won't study the Word of God. They don't have the stamina, and the enemy know how to pull their strings. And lazy people cause other people to be lazy. They bicker against people who do what's best. They find fault, and there's always fault to find in everybody. If you look long enough, you can find your fault. And lazy people will point it out because they want to look good, and they're not going to put the effort to look good. So they probably pull other people down. Human nature. Not talking about people specifically. That's just how people are. I'm sorry. But when you have a good crew, now it's time to be wise. They're putting forth the effort to make things go. And you got to, if you reward them and, you know, let them know that they are doing a good job. And prove it to them by giving them a bonus. Help them get strong and they'll help you get strong. Now some people can go out and get a better job, but they might stay a while longer to help you out. They see that they don't want to leave you in any way. You were good to them and they want to help you. And sometimes they might get another job and then work part-time. Or they may come back and help you in the future. Always strengthen the relationship. Don't destroy them. Don't act like Pharaoh and Satan. Act like Jesus. Jesus pay everybody well. Jesus gives bonuses. He made us joint heirs. If you look at how God does things, and you do what He do, you'll be fine. But you got to listen to Him. You got to know when to do what. You can set your heart to do things, but if it's at the wrong time, it won't work. At the right time, you do these things. I learned these things from drawing near to God, watching Him, changing my opinions. My opinions have slowed me down. It takes a long time to change opinions and a habit system. It takes a long time to change your opinions and your habit system unless you learn to trust God and react faster. The faster you trust God, the shorter duration of time it takes to change your opinion. And when you catch on, you can quickly do it. And when you're on board, I confess that I would do all that's in God's heart, so I'll be on point. That way, when He tells me to do something that's not in my habit system, I can do it. When it's not in my habit system and it's not in my opinion set, especially when it's in your heart, it's hard to change. Sometimes I have to go back and study the Word to make sure I'm right. And I ask for answers and the right people, by the anointing of God, the Lord calls them to say the right thing at the right time to me, and I make my adjustments. See, you're safe. Nothing's lost in the kingdom of God. If you can listen, you can learn. But the people who keep the same problems, if you notice, they talk more than they listen. I'm not trying to be ugly, but that's what they do. They talk, they hog the conversations. And they talk more than they listen. And they're less reasonable and they don't learn as fast. And they're the first to cry. The first people to cry, they talk more than they listen. And they're not growing. It's not that they're not geniuses. In their own right, they are a genius. But they stayed back in 1979 because they talk more than they listen. And they're not growing and developing. They don't change with the times. They're negative against things. When they hear a good idea, they shoot it down immediately. because they talk more than they listen. They don't like for people to do something that they couldn't figure out. I'm gonna tell you a little secret about everybody. Everybody can do something that nobody else figured out before. You gotta look at who made them. You gotta stop looking at who deceived them and look at who made them. God put treasures in everybody. Everybody can do something if they want to. And they can do it naturally. Where I may have to learn how to do what they can already do in that area. What area is it? I don't know. But they got something, and they got a point of view that will work. And if you listen, if you become a listener, you'll start seeing treasures that God put in them. God gave them what they needed for the path of their life. He knew what kind of choices they were making, where they'd go. And he gave them treasures for where they're going, for where they are, and for their interest. The word of God brings you back to you. The devil's corralling you away from the perfection of God. He's driving you from it. Satan was an angel. He know what you're going to do. He's got greater wisdom than men. There are angels that know what you'll name your children because they understand people. But listen, that's irrelevant. You want to do God's will. Pay more attention to what God has for you. You're trying to fight something that can deceive your ancestors. He know how you think and process. But Jesus do too. So Jesus gave you countermeasures. And then he gave you authority over the enemy. And then he gave Satan protocol. He got to fight you on your level, not his. And people have taken that scripture and turned it around. God won't put no more on you than what you can bear. No, Satan can't fight you beyond your capability to stand. He got to fight you on your level, not his. If he fought us on his level, we would all be messed up. But he have to fight us on our level. So listen to me. As you learn to trust God, especially when you praise and worship God, everything works faster. When you're in peace, you can do much greater than when you stay put. When you're in peace, you can grow. When you're frustrated, you don't think the same. Your logic is worse. But when you're at peace, you can adapt to what God is saying. And you can make the supreme choices. You know, you don't have to make the cheap burrito choices. You can get the supreme burrito choices. The supreme burrito tastes better than the cheap. And a supreme choice is much better than a cheap choice. And people want to make cheap choices. And the way you go forward in life is in the strength of the Lord. If you learn to live in His strength, you can do so much more in life. If you just learn to live in His strength, according to His purpose, you can do so much better. You're going to love it. I promise you, you're going to love it. You're going to enjoy life. You're going to get to see what God can really do in your life. Not just what He's done in other people's lives. Now, again, every time a person comes to the equation, the dynamic changes. Some people are positive, and they will get on board with what God is doing. Some people they want to help, but they don't understand the vision. They don't understand what God has put in your heart. That's what's going to work because that came from God. And people try to change it around to make it fit their life. Now, I tell people, follow what God is putting in your heart. Stick with it. And most of the time, people try to change, bend the pastor's will against it. They want to stick to what they know. And sometimes you have to do what God say do alone. You have to start. You may have to do groundwork. You may have to do it alone. You may have to, you have to make decisions of how you're going to do what you do. How to help people, how to help people grow, how to go forward. And if you do that, it works. If you follow God, he'll give you wisdom for every occasion. Don't be frustrated. Don't get mad at the people. They can't do no better than they doing. Always love them. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. So you're good to go, because God's going to give you wisdom, and you'll do it, and it'll work, and you'll be happy. Just like me. But you got to believe in what you're doing. I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.